In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, there are not many places in this country where, or maybe even in the world, where we as priests get to show off our beads. I worked very hard for these. I'm sure you worked very hard for yours too. And you probably have a lot more than I do. How many of you, raise your hand if you went to at least one parade? I know, don't you love this city? Raise your hand if you went to several parades, okay? Raise your hand if you had the honor or the privilege of riding in a parade. Okay, you're a little bit more bashful with your hands there. But that's very impressive. I don't know if there's another place on earth that goes full throttle like New Orleans does for so many weeks, especially the last several days, and then puts on the brakes like nobody's business. About 17, 18 years ago, I was a new Dominican priest, and my first Lent here in New Orleans. I did Uptown and St. Charles. I did Endymion and Mid-City. I did a little bit of French Quarter. And then I had Ash Wednesday Mass the next morning. And there was a parishioner who'd been wanting to have coffee. And she said, why don't we meet for coffee later today? And I'm like, great, where do you want to meet? She said, how about CC's on Royal and St. Philip? I said, well, why would we go into the quarter on Ash Wednesday? It'll be crazy. She goes, you're not from here, are you? So I met her in the quarter at the corner of Royal and St. Philip. You would never have known that Mardi Gras even happened. Have you ever been into the French Quarter on Ash Wednesday? If you haven't, I would suggest that you do. Whether it's for lunch or for dinner or for coffee or for whatever, it's absolutely amazing. And what this city does is exactly what the church does for us. We have been kind of wandering on our spiritual journey. Sometimes things are going well and sometimes things aren't going so well. And then all of a sudden, the church gives us the season of Lent. A chance to put the brakes on, downshift a little bit, and make some changes. You see, the season of Lent, let me tell you what the season is not for. It's not to make you feel guilty. The season of Lent has nothing to do with guilt. Not for something you did during Mardi Gras or something you did earlier in the year. Ash Wednesday and then the full season of Lent is simply a season for you and I to make changes in our life. It gives us the opportunity to examine how things have been going. And if we don't like what we see, we have an opportunity in this 40-day, 6-week season to make some changes. We use the word and hear the word a lot in Lent of repentance. The word repentance in Greek is metanoia. That means to change. It means a drastic or a dramatic change. It means we're going one direction and all of a sudden we stop. And if we don't like what we see, then we turn and go the other direction. It's that simple. If we don't like what we're doing or where we're going, then stop and go the other way. The season of Lent, just like the season of Mardi Gras, gives us the opportunity to take our beads off, to take off the things that are not going well and dispose of them. to divest ourselves of certain things and certain ways. Now, the church bends over backwards to give us tools to make sure we have a good Lent. Just Trinity alone is going to give you a lot of tools. The daily reflections that go out every day that can be so powerful, they're going to have a Lenten theme to them. Starting tomorrow morning at 7:30, we will have a daily Eucharist every weekday, Monday through Friday, during the season of Lent. On Wednesdays, besides the simple supper tonight, next Wednesday and the four past that are going to be Wednesdays where we gather for simple food, a simple service, to be together as community and to hear about the Jewishness of Jesus. There are books and devotions that you can pick up even in our own bookstore or any bookstore online that will help you with daily devotions that will feed you during this season. Those are all, though, community things that we do, right? Those are corporate things. I want to talk just for a moment about some things that we do individually. And I know many in the season of Lent will give up something. Not uncommon to be asked the question, what are you giving up for Lent? People always want to get, and there's nothing, or don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with giving something up. Even when you hear questions like, well, I'm giving up chocolate this year. Oh, okay. Or I'm giving up alcohol for the entire season. That's maybe a little bit more difficult, but okay. If giving up something is good for your spiritual well-being, then by all means, give something up. But I'm going to give you a homework assignment. I want you to think about giving something up, but I want you to think about doing something in the opposite direction. In other words, I want you to fast from something, and I want you to feast on something else. I came up with a list, well, I found a list, I should say, about 10 years ago of fasting and feasting, and I preached about it just about every Ash Wednesday, because people always say, you are going to use that list again, aren't you? We even put it in tidings this year. You might have seen it. I put it on my Facebook page early this morning, like I do every Ash Wednesday. And it's all about fasting from something, but feasting on something else. And I'm going to read the list for you now. And I want you to choose, as you listen, I want you to choose one thing. Don't be overwhelmed by this long list of giving or fasting from things. I want you to think about one. I want you to give up just one of these, but listen to what it asks you to do in response. Think about fasting from darkness and feasting on light. Fast from being prejudiced and feast on acceptance. Fast from dishonesty and feast on truth. Fast from holding a grudge and feast on forgiveness. Fast from gossip and feast on building others up. Fast from violence and feast on peace. Fast from making excuses and feast on being responsible. Fast from being discouraged and feast on hope. Fast from always saying no and feast on volunteering. Fast from being lazy and feast on being a self-starter. Fast from exclusivity and feast on inclusivity. Fast from criticism and feast on kindness. Fast from being negative and feast on being positive. Fast from fear and feast on faith. Fast from hate and feast on love. Choose just one. Besides the things you do with your community, whether it's attend a daily Eucharist every day or from time to time, or come to a supper and a service on a Wednesday night, or read a daily devotional, for yourself, choose one thing to fast from and one thing to feast on. Many years ago, I taught second grade in a Catholic grade school in San Antonio, Texas. And I had a little boy look up at me once and say, "Mr. Pitzer, why is Lent so long? You know, they're used to a one-day Christmas or one-day Easter. Why is Lent so long?" And what I always wanted to say but never could is, "Because you're such a sinner." But I didn't. What I did tell that child is the same thing I say to myself and the same thing I will say to you. Why is Lent so long? Because we have a lot of work to do. May God give you the courage, the grace, and the faith to simply get busy and get the work done. Amen.